Hey, yo. Some people can't stand to see you shine. And I know it's cliche to talk about, oh, I have haters. Oh, there's some haters out there. Man, I can't stand haters. Whenever you start to shine and level up, you're going to get haters. Yeah, it's kind of cliche. It's a trope. I get it. But here's some truth and reality about all of that. And I watched a YouTube video yesterday that sort of cemented this for me in formulating my own opinion on haters, how to deal with them, what it means to have haters, what you should do if you experience hate from haters. But the video I watched yesterday talked about haters from the perspective of you being a light worker or you being a chosen one. Whenever you hear someone say or me say the chosen ones, what I mean is people who have chosen to walk the path of light. The Bible says that many are called, but few are chosen. But that's predicated and dictated by your own actions. Everyone can be a servant of God, but not everyone chooses to be. Those of us who have chosen to be are the chosen ones. We chose God, God chose us. Chosen ones is also synonymous for those of us who are high vibrational. And by high vibrational, I mean generally positive. You walk in the room and we brighten the room. And let's not mince words. If someone is low vibrational, they are demonic. There's no in between. There's no, they're having a bad day. Oh, I feel sorry for them being low vibrational. No. I have compassion for anyone who's suffering, yes. But make no mistake about it. If a person is not high vibrational, they are demonic, or at the least in a demonic state. That said, those of us who are light workers, high vibrational people, the chosen ones, and I myself am a chosen one, a prophet of God, God's elect, God's elite. When the Bible says in Psalm 105:15, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. That not only means physically, but it means with your words and with your actions. I am high vibrational. When I walk into a place, I become the talk of the place. I lighten the atmosphere. I change the environment. I bring life. I bring light into a place. Even if in the natural, I may be tired. Let's say I didn't get enough sleep the previous night. Let's say for whatever reason, my mind is a little preoccupied with thinking about things. I'm not really in the moment. I'm still a light worker because my energy resonates that. My aura is big and strong. Typically, a person's aura extends just a foot, a couple feet, few feet maybe, out from a person. If your aura has been diminished for whatever reason, whether it's due to wickedness, poor thoughts, illness, your aura can really shrink and people can kind of overlook you and can overstep you. There are days when my aura is so big, when my aura is so big, I can feel it. My aura, when I'm at my best, extends out from my body several feet. So much so to the point that I used to think people were being rude to me by cutting me off and walking, you know, close to my face. They really weren't. What I was feeling was people walking through my aura. My circle of energy that radiates out from me. They were cutting into it. And if someone was low vibrational, that's that discomfort I felt. They weren't close to me. It was that my aura extended so far outward that when they would walk by, they would cut into my energy field. And if they were negative, if they were low vibrational people, AKA if they were demonic, I would feel a sense of dis-ease and discomfort. So much so, I would, you know, my back could be turned to to someone and I would look like, why'd you bump into, like, you know, like they almost bumped into me. But truth of the matter is they did not bump into me. They weren't anywhere near bumping into me. They just disrupted my energy with their negative energy. Now, I went to Whole Foods today. Normally, they have a younger guy working the seafood section, a guy I've known for a couple of years, maybe 3 years now. Every time I tend to make friends with people I see on a regular basis, not close friends, we're acquaintances. You know, we speak, hey, man, what's up? How you been? How you doing? You know, that kind of thing. Just positive energy whenever I see him, whenever I decide to go get some salmon or some scallops or seafood at the Whole Foods where I live. You know, he's a cool guy and all. But there's an older guy who also works there. Occasionally, I'll see him. But I've been going to a different store to get my seafood. I've been going to the Safeway in Georgetown because I kind of like driving through that area. And I typically pick up my seafood from there. But just recently, I decided to, you know, pick up some seafood from the Whole Foods. Though it had been several months since I had done so, since I did it this week. But today when I went to get a piece of salmon, Atlantic salmon, and six scallops, the gentleman, and I know him from working there, he's okay. We're not, I would honestly say his energy is more on the negative side, not harmful energy. It's just low vibrational. It's not high vibrational. The younger guy who works there is definitely higher vibrational. But I would say, this, let's say if the younger guy who works there had, on a scale of 1 to 100, 100 being super high vibrational and 1 being completely demonic, the younger guy who works there is typically around a 80. He's up there. You don't know, we chop it up. We talk, we laugh, and then we, you know, dap up and I'm out. The older guy would probably be on a 50, around there. It's hit or miss. It's definitely lower vibration. So today, when I went to get my salmon and my scallops, as he was wrapping up my seafood, he said, hey, man, anybody ever told you? And I knew what he was going to say, because we had this conversation probably 2 years ago. Now, maybe he has a bad memory. I don't know. But I said, I already know what you're going to say. He when he said, anybody ever tell you, he was preparing to say that I remind him of that chef that got sentenced to life for allegedly plotting to kill his cousin. I think his name is Tim Norman. You know, and all due respect to Tim Norman, he's a handsome guy. I don't look like him. So I cut the guy off and I said, I already know. We talked about this. I look like this chef. I get it. He's like, yeah. Kid, he plotted to kill. I said, I know the story, man. I know the story. We had this conversation years ago, or at least a year ago. And the guy, he was dead set on saying what he wanted to say, but I wasn't going to have it because you're not going to usurp my time when all I came to get there was some salmon. So I cut him off and I said, man, 20 different people say I remind them of 20 different other people. And you know what that means? It means I have star quality. I have star power. I stand out. At first, he sort of heard me, but then he tried to go back to explaining, yeah, man, it's a shame what how he ruined his life. The guy was very obstinate. He refused to back down. But of course, I refused to back down because you're wasting my time. So I cut him off again. I said, like I said, I can't look like 20 different people. And I remind somebody of their cousin. I remind somebody of their husband's best man that was in his wedding. I can't look like all these different people, man. I get it. But what that means is I have star quality. It finally clicked. He said, oh, yeah, I like that, man. You got star quality. Yeah, tried to dap me. I dapped him up. Yeah, okay. And that was the end of that conversation. Now, on the surface, and let me say this. When you are a light worker, when you are high vibrational, when you shine, and I'm shining, I get a lot of attention from males, females, young, old. I shine brightly. When you shine brightly, to most people, you are an inspiration. They may be attracted to you, not necessarily because of your physical appearance, that too, but it's just your energy, your aura. It's like something about you, that your breath of fresh air. You'll be that inspiration to many people. But paradoxically and ironically and conversely, that same bright, vibrant energy that inspires so many others will sometimes cause others to become hostile towards you, aka become haters, envious, jealous, and some even violent. I've encountered violence because people couldn't stand my light. I told the story in a previous podcast how last week I was aggressed and disrespected at the gym because this man couldn't stand the fact that I was standing in a spot minding my business. I literally stood there and watched him from the side of my eye look me up and down like, who does nigga think he is? Circled around me with his chest out, walked in front of me multiple times to antagonize me. And when I finally moved, I was walking the Hex Bar doing farmer's walks. I came back. He was literally standing in the spot that I was working out in where my phone was. So I kindly bumped him out the way. And of course, he wanted to pick a fight. So he kind of pushed me. Hey, man, what the fuck is your problem, man? Really? Really? That's the kind of hostile energy I'm talking about. My light made that man crash and burn. And of course, he lost that fight because whoever is angriest, and in his case, a bitch-ass nigga who went and told the gym manager, you started the fight, sir. You wanted it. You picked the fight and lost. Next time when you pick a fight, you damn sure better win it. Nevertheless, this older guy at Whole Foods who was packaging my seafood, I watched him. The last time I was there, I caught him. He was staring at me. I'm not saying it was a negative stare, but he was paying me way too much attention. You're supposed to be preparing seafood. I'm over by the produce. I kind of looked back and he staring dead at me and then tried to do one of those, oh, no, I'm cleaning the countertop. Right. But then the next time I see him, what does he do? Hey, man, yeah, you look like so-and-so. And let me tell you something. I don't play games and I don't mince words. He a hating-ass nigga. What it is I'm high vibrational. I'm successful. I'm unbothered. I'm unfazed. And he took it upon himself to try to, as I'm going to call it, bring me down a notch. Let me say something to emasculate this man. Let me say something to try to bring him down a peg. That's what that was all about. It don't give a... We had this conversation. This nigga saw me last week, felt some type of way, and he had it planned in his mind. Next time I see him, I'm going to say something. I'm going to tell you that's what it is. Because when I asked for what I was purchasing today, didn't say nothing about none of that. You could see the wheels turning in his head, just out the blue, random. He rapped it. Yeah, man, anybody ever just, it was so left field. You know what that was? Fuck this nigga. Shining, making me feel bad. But see, that's the thing. When you are a light worker, when you are high vibrational, when you shine brilliantly, you become a mirror to those who are low vibrational, which can cause them to have feelings of inadequacy. Not my problem. That's their problem. So this nigga decide he wants to, I'm gonna bring him down a peg. Didn't bring me down a peg. See, because I was already clocking you. Clocking your hate. We had that conversation years ago. At least 1 year. In fact, it was probably a year and a half ago. we had that same conversation. Nigga, you ain't got nothing else? Now, let me say this. If somebody's talking about you, whether they're making a reference, oh, you look like so-and-so, or they're just speaking on you, you win either way. Think about it. If they're saying something positive about you, that's a win for you. If they're saying something negative about you, it's still a win for you because they're giving you the star treatment. They're preoccupied with you when you're not preoccupied with them. So that means you are the star. I'm a star. That's why that nigga was staring me up and down. I'm long gone from the produce. I'm from the seafood. I'm by the produce. Nigga, you should be wiping the counter down. Chopping fish. And getting scallops together. I'm over by the fruit and vegetables. And nigga, you looking me up and down. Then I see you a week later. And then you pull that stunt. Of course you did. See, because I made him crash and burn in his mind. This nigga felt so inadequate because of my light. But that's the thing about being brilliant. You cast a big shadow. Some people are inspired by your light. Others become enraged by it. And it is a balance. As the video that I watched yesterday mentioned, there is a balance with it. But see, I'm aware of my footprint. I'm a humble person. I'm very respectful. I don't boast to people. I just do my thing. And you being offended by my brilliance is not my problem. Me walking into a store and taking my ease is not, and it bothers you, is not my problem. And I noticed something else, and I mentioned this in another podcast too, about this area, DC area, DC specifically. Most of the workers in DC, in the grocery store, retail store, whatever, Walmart, Target, most of the workers are black, but the people shopping are others. So most of the people working are black. It reminds me of what a slave plantation would look like. Everyone in the field is black, but then the people coming in and out the house are white. So in this case, the people shopping are mostly white. And just like on those slave movies, every once in a while, you'll see a free Negro ride through town. And they're looking at him like, oh my God, who this nigga? He free? Yeah, nigga, I'm free. Which is also why I don't take kindly, especially to white women. I don't take kindly to white women asking me to help them find something or do I work here. I'm like, no, bitch. I'm shopping just like you. Racist bitch. Every black man doesn't have a minimum wage job. In fact, I don't even have a motherfucking 9-to-5. You ain't built for this. I'd rather rob you than help you find something at this fucking supermarket, bitch. Get the fuck out my face. You low vibrational Karen ass bitch. So I find it interesting that this nigga could not stand to serve me without trying to take shots at me. And like I said, the guy he claimed I remind him of, not an unattractive man. In fact, a very handsome man. I don't look like him, though. It's not that. It's the judgment. It's the judgment. It's the you putting yourself in a position to be judging me and judging another man, by the way. That's the problem. Like, nigga, I'm your equal. But I don't give a fuck who you look like or don't. So notice, I'm not saying shit to you about any of that nonsense. Miss me with that dumb shit. Motherfucker, wrap this fish up and put these scallops in a package and shut the fuck up. Hating ass nigga. I swear to God, all the hate that I ever get come from niggas. Period. 99% of it. Instead of being inspired by me, and which he may be, there's a thin line between love and hate. But instead of encouraging me, hey man, good to see you, man. How's life treating you? You talking about some dumb shit. Some dumb shit. Nigga, I'm not on your level. I am way out of your motherfucking league in every category. Sit your old ass down somewhere before you break a hip, nigga. Normally, I would reclaim territory if there needed to be a need to reclaim it. But I know instinctively I won that encounter. And the reason I won that encounter is because I established my boundaries clearly. My boundaries were established clearly. And that fool, he finally got it. I'm not here for none of that, nigga. I had to repeat myself a couple of times. You know, maybe it's because he's old. I don't know. But I won that encounter despite the fact that he's a hating ass nigga, because I established my bounds and my boundaries and I did not back down. Nope, nigga, I look like myself, nigga. And I repeated that a couple of times. And that's 100% fact. The only person 100% right in this situation is me, nigga. When I make the statement, I look like myself, that's 100% correct. Not an opinion. I am myself, therefore I look like myself, nigga. And all the rest of that yin yang you talking, nigga, you can miss me with. Motherfucker, do your job proudly. Serve that fish and shut the fuck up. We're not friends. I don't like you. And the thing about it is, if I ever decide to get fish from Whole Foods again, if he's standing back there, I'm not going to get it. Not because I'm scared of him, not because I'm afraid of that situation, but because I know to avoid low vibrational people and situations. I know to avoid low vibrational people and low vibration situations that are low vibrational. If it ain't the younger dude who I'm cool with, then I'll get my fish from the Safeway, where they have it packaged nice and neat. I don't have to deal with a bunch of dumb shit. All right. And bringing this podcast to a close, I would say that if you ever encounter hate in the form of low vibration or low vibrational people trying to bring you down with their words, never back down. But realize you win in that situation, regardless of what's said. Like I said, even if someone's being sarcastic, I'm winning because I'm living in their head rent free. If they're being positive and it's legitimate and genuine, I win because it's something positive. Either way, you're talking about me. You're giving me the star treatment. Hey, stay up. I'm out.